and called for more funding. I'm Harold Isaac in Port-au-Prince.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. General Motors has announced its plans to temporarily lay off hundreds of workers at its Fairfax assembly plant in Kansas City, Kansas. KCTV reports that GM filed a notice this week stating its intent to temporarily lay off 680 employees the week of November 18th, when the plant will stop producing Malibus. More temporary layoffs are scheduled for January, when the plant will pause production of Cadillacs. A spokesperson for the plant says the layoffs are needed as the plant shifts to producing the Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicle. General Motors says it's investing $390 million in the plant as it's being retooled. Wamego police are investigating after a Union Pacific train struck a pedestrian yesterday. WIBW reports that railroad officials contacted the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department a little after 5 a.m. yesterday. First responders extricated a 23-year-old man from underneath a train car. He was transported by ambulance to a Topeka hospital. A second juvenile has been arrested in connection with social media threats made against Junction City Schools. WIBW reports the juvenile was charged with aggravated criminal threat, which is a level 5 person felony. This follows a string of recent social media threats made against schools, including schools in the Kansas City area, Salina, and Hayes. We'll have a look at the KPR area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
We've got scattered showers and thunderstorms across the KPR listening area right now. Temperatures may not get much warmer than they are right now, with highs in the mid-60s. This afternoon, temperatures will fall into the upper 50s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Our news.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, misinformation and rumors have plagued American politics and history well before the internet. Just ahead, two high school students debunk a myth about George Washington. It's part of NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. That's ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. A look at our forecast for this afternoon, well, this morning and this afternoon, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're seeing scattered rain throughout the KPR listening area right now. Much cooler temperatures today with highs not a whole lot warmer than we are right now. This afternoon, temperatures will actually fall into the upper 50s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour today, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this evening. Lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. It's 65 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Support for NPR comes from
Enjoy expanded content or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from
Better from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Schwartz. That's just ahead here on KPR. This week on KPR Presents, we talk to the creators of Hope and the Winds of Grief, a new children's book to help kids dealing with a suicide loss.
We don't want to beat around the bush. We don't want to use euphemisms. This is something we want to say, you've had this experience, and we're going to talk about it. That's the only way we're going to get through the grieving process.
Scott Emmons of Kansas City is the author of Hope and the Winds of Grief. I'll be visiting with him and Stacy Lamb of Lawrence. She's the illustrator. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Support for NPR. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. And then stay with us for the encore broadcast of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at noon today, immediately after To the Best of Our Knowledge. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, actor Gary Oldman, star of the Emmy Award-winning series Slow Horses, stops by to play Not My Job. That's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz at noon today on KPR. A 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Much cooler today with highs not a lot warmer than we are right now. Temperatures will fall this afternoon into the upper 50s. It's 61 degrees in Atchison, 63 in Lawrence, 62 in Emporia, 60 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Nobody knows what happens after death. Whether there's nothingness or something else. And we each have to come to terms with that unknown by choosing how or what to believe, or just by trying not to think about it. But what if medical science could open up a window into the experience of dying? I'm Anne Strand-Champs, and believe it or not, that does seem to be happening. Breakthroughs in resuscitation research are changing the very definition of death.
After we die, for hours of time post-mortem, it is possible to restore brain activity. So that means we can revive dead people if we are able to put our science behind it and move ahead from our sort of idea that, oh, we labeled you dead, therefore it's the end, you can't come back again.
Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, Beyond Death. First this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
From Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. and from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. We still have some scattered showers today. Highs only in the mid-60s, dropping into the upper 50s this afternoon.
It's not exactly common knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We have scattered showers throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Much cooler temperatures today with highs right about where we are right now in the mid-60s. They'll fall into the upper 50s this afternoon. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 63 in Lawrence.
We think of life's dimensions beyond death.
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up, and then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at noon today. We still have some showers throughout the KPR listening area. Cool temperatures today with highs right about where we are right now in the mid-50s. Temperatures will fall into the upper 40s this afternoon. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Emporia. This is KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Highs today in the mid-60s, temperatures falling into the upper 50s this afternoon. It's 74 in Chanute, 64 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
There's an old saying that journalism...
PRX. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. kprnewsroom.com. Or you can listen to last week's KPR Presents, available on demand at kansaspublicradio.org.
I was in Denver last year for CODA Summit, an annual conference. X.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. The time is 12 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.